I remember 9/11 quite clearly. I was living in New York at the time because my dad worked in Manhattan. I was going to class when suddenly the teachers told everyone to get into a classroom and sit down. We didn't know what was happening, but then they put the TV on and we watched the news together. It was terrifying. Later, my parents came to pick me up and we watched the TV again at home. We couldn't believe the awful news. I was horrified and my mom couldn't stop crying. She was so upset.
I was still a teenager when the planes crashed on 9/11. But everyone remembers what they were doing, right? It's like the Kennedy assassination for our generation. It's just so shocking. My mom had just dropped me at school and I was heading to math for first period. Everything was normal at first. But then classes stopped and we were all told to wait for our parents, but nobody said why. Then mom picked me up and told me everything. I was so angry at the terrorists, but also sad for the dead.
I was at college in Wisconsin in 2001, and have very vivid memories of seeing 9/11 unfold on the TV in a diner where I was eating a pancake breakfast. I was with my sister, and we just couldn't stop watching the horrific pictures, even though it hurt to watch. We were heartbroken for the families and victims. It just seemed so unfair.
I was working in Lower Manhattan on September 11th, 2001. I was going to a meeting near the World Trade Center, scheduled for 9 a.m. Luckily, I forgot my glasses in my hotel room and I had to go back to get them. So when the first plane hit the North Tower, I was still walking across the plaza to my meeting. I remember the noise, a huge explosion, and then the heat from the flames. Terrifying. I ran away quickly. It was very frightening.
I was at home on 9/11. I remember that I was drinking a coffee and watching the news. I live in Boston, and my first thoughts were for all those people trapped in the towers. I was so scared and called my friends in New York as soon as I could. Of course, the telephones weren't working, but I managed to leave messages. They called me later in the day, and thank God everyone was safe. It was a terrifying day.